AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine's incursion into Russia's Kursk region is only being done to gain leverage in peace talks. The incursion has embarrassed the Kremlin. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond. The AP's Samia Kulab reports, the big question is, why is Ukraine doing this?
Sure, it makes Putin look bad. It might even strengthen Kyiv's hand in any future negotiation, but at what cost? Evidence is already emerging that Ukrainian forces are suffering casualties. They're losing manpower resources that they simply cannot afford to lose.
Putin insists Russia's army will prevail. Donald Trump is returning for at least one night on X. He was banned there for 2 years after the Capitol riot.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is slated to have a live conversation with Elon Musk, the owner of X. The social media platform touts it as unscripted with no limits on subject matter, adding it should be, quote, highly entertaining. X subscribers are encouraged to pose their own questions for the 8 p.m. Eastern Time event. Musk has already endorsed Trump's candidacy and says they've done testing to make sure there aren't glitches like those that disrupted a campaign launch in 2023 by Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tim Walz is holding his first solo events as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate tomorrow in Los Angeles. Crews started to tear down a Texas church, First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, where a gunman killed more than 24 worshipers in 2017. It's the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. Police say a man stabbed an 11-year-old girl and her mother in London's bustling theater district before being arrested, adding there's no indication the attack was terrorism-related. Georgia is number one in the AP Top 25 preseason college football poll for the second straight year. This is AP News. Now that the Paris Olympics are over, it's Los Angeles' turn in 4 years.
Hollywood movie star Tom Cruise leapt from the top of the stadium to the field where he was given the Olympic flag, then riding a motorcycle through Paris, getting on a plane.
I'm on my way.
A pre-recorded video shows the action star skydiving to the famed Hollywood sign in L.A. and attaching the Olympic rings. For attendee Teresa Miller, it was the perfect handoff.
The climax with Tom Cruise was fantastic, and the handoff to L.A.
In another pre-recorded video, Snoop Dogg was performing in Cali for the handoff. L.A. is notorious for its traffic, but the mayor says she has a plan for the 2028 Games, similar to 1984. I'm Julie Walker.
The Games aren't over yet in Paris. The Paralympics start August 28th. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.